love.
Loveline is meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. This is Loveline. With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Yeah. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew is a board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist.
That's Adam with a head of steam.
Well, tired. I was just yelling during the break. Taking back Sunday in studio night, Adam and Fred here. And then later on, Eddie and Mark are going to come in. And I'm not sure how it works with Matt, but we don't usually allow bass players on the air.
No. Well, the drummers usually kick off.
But we usually get rid of the drummer.
Oh, well, Matt said he didn't like you guys anyway, so whatever.
Sorry. Yeah, well, whatever. I mean, that's cool. That works out perfectly because we don't like Matt, right, Drew?
I'm so sure.
That's right. You should pass me a note about Matt, and I should laugh, but we shouldn't show him. Okay? Do that.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
It's only bass. That's what I always say.
The Taking Back Sunday, we got to talk about Mother's Day, too, at a certain point, because Drew's angry as well. I don't know if he's willing to share his opinions on the air or not.
Did you not get a present today, Dr. Drew?
No.
But let's talk about Taking Back Sunday. You guys are going to be at the Long Beach Arena May 14th. Oh,
yes,
it's sold
sir.
Out. It's sold out.
Yeah.
Why talk about it?
Yeah, it's like five or ten people.
It's cool. It's 12. Cool to bring it up and then say it's sold out, though. That's cool.
Yeah.
And then you're going to England with Green Day?
Yes.
We're doing just a couple shows at a stadium over there.
Have you ever went out with Green Day before? This is going out?
Not like on a formal date or nothing, but we've held hands before.
It's really?
Yeah. So.
We ran into them one time. We were in Amsterdam and we saw them on the street, and I'm not lying, we
might or might not have been in the dirty part of town.
Yeah, we were dangerously close to that part. And we saw them and talked to them, but that's
Wait, hold on, a couple of rock bands going to the red light district. What?
Yeah,
the world coming off its axis?
A lot's changed since Janis Joplin and Jimi Hendrix. It's a new generation.
Okay, well, saying.
They're not the straight-laced guys that they used to choke on their vomit.
I think nothing's changed.
It seems they figured out how not to choke on their own vomit, though.
Yes, but they get dehydration now.
They get dehydrated. You should see Drew's face every time some band cancels a gig because the lead singer was dehydrated.
It's like chumps. They're all chumps.
27-year-old guys don't get dehydrated, right?
Absolutely not. They run marathons. They play football till they're blue. They don't get dehydrated.
Right. But, Drew, you think drugs with everything, right?
When I'm right.
No. You just think drugs with everything. You think drugs with everything.
No,
you think everyone's high. You think you're high right now.
Yeah, I do.
I thought we were all high. Wasn't that the requirement to be on the show?
Yeah, I think that way?
Loosen
you see?
Up. I think Green Day, by the way, is one of the best live bands there. They're just fun to watch.
No, we're looking so forward to that. We're total fans of them. So
yeah,
it's going to be awesome to play with them.
Yes, Drew, you all right? No? Okay.
I shall be.
Drew had a little head of steam about Mother's Day, which, and I agree with him, this is spun out of control.
Yeah, we didn't wheel it back.
When we
were growing up, Mother's Day was a reason to sort of have a gathering. And that's it. And to understand it, it's
not even
different.
That. It's just you got somebody a card. You got a card.
But
maybe you did a little brunch.
See, the rules have been changed.
Brunch. Always brunch.
Yeah, brunch.
Yeah.
But the rules have been changed. We got to know what the rules are.
Yeah.
As fathers.
But they want at least Lexus now and stuff. Like, people, there's a one-upsmanship that's going on out there.
They call on their friends.
Right.
And however, whatever they got determines how much their husband loves them.
Right. Where's Father's Day gone?
I would like to get rid of it. As a principal, I want it eliminated. I want to get rid of it.
Listen,
eliminate it.
I would trade them Father's Day and Christmas if they would lose Mother's Day.
Yeah. Oh, whoa, Christmas too?
I'm bringing it. I'm bringing it to the table.
Okay, cool.
Just a negotiating ploy, gentlemen. Just a negotiating ploy.
Okay,
it's actually going to be Rosh Hashanah, I think. But
I'm going to wait like 2 days.
Oh, that's why you'll get rid of Christmas.
I'm giving away. No, I'm not.
You're
Jewish.
Not down with baby Jesus.
I'm giving away like 3 days of Hanukkah. And I'm going to give away Easter and Father's Day to see if we can eliminate.
I'm just saying, in principle, eliminate Father's Day. Just to set a principle.
Here's the reality. The best Father's Day ever is you being left alone for an entire afternoon. That's the sad part. If only women wanted to be left alone. You know what I mean?
Maybe a sweet tie.
The greatest gift of all, the gift of silence.
Yeah, solitude.
Solitude. but seriously, if somebody said...
All the S's, solitude, sleep, silence, all those are good for Father's Day.
If your kids and wife said to you, you have 24 hours, no nagging, no questions, no rides to that, no picking up, no nothing, you get it. It's all yours. Do what you like. Putz around in a cut-off sweats with a boner. Do whatever you like. Have at the maid. Do whatever you... Well, you got one day. But you're not getting anything from us, which ironically, you would buy. But you know what I mean? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had that great conversation with my... you have to remind your wife once in a while you pay for everything. Do you ever do that one?
I don't do that one.
You don't do that one? Oh, you should do that one. This? It's really condescending.
It's awesome.
Well, I heard one night she came home and said, hey, I work too. And he goes, hey, I bring home the bacon. You bring home the bacos.
No, she said, I bring home the bacon. Oh, and I said, no, I bring home the bacon. You bring home the bacos. And now she doesn't even bring home the bacos.
I'll show him.
I said,
just wait till you have kids, monsieur. All will be different. Be different.
I'll have them hate me too. Don't you worry.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure of that. But besides that, it'll still your need for your wife will grow. You'll appreciate her more.
Yeah. All right. Did you say job? Because I'm into the jobs.
That's a job.
Yeah. Hands and blows. That's my thing. Yeah. All right. See, I lucked out because my mom was out of town.
Oh,
yeah. For the hand job?
For the and the blow.
Oh, sweet.
How dare you? She's in a wheelchair. She's undergoing chemo at Johns Hopkins.
No, you're the one who brought it up.
She's in Europe getting drunk or something. She's out of town, so I didn't have to do anything.
Oh, well.
I don't have any kids, so my wife doesn't. But you know who screwed me up?
Jimmy.
No. Ozzy.
Oh.
Ozzy Osbourne?
Ozzy, my carpenter guy.
Oh.
He brought my wife flowers.
Oswaldo. Ooh.
Oswaldo did. And then she did that.
One.
Dear employee brought me flowers and you got... I was like, what? We never talked about this. This is...
Rules have been changed. We need to know the rules. We need to know the rules.
Let's just trade.
Because our brains don't work like that.
Let's just get on the same page. Father's Day, boom.
Gone.
Gone. Just, they can have
in
it.
In principle, pow.
I'll give them Easter.
No.
I'll give them Father's Day.
Father's Day for the rules for Mother's Day and Valentine's Day. You give us the rule book for Father's Day, for Mother's Day and Valentine's Day, we get rid of Father's Day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We just
rule
want
book.
The plan.
Just the rule book. It's easy. Just give us the rule book. The rule book is not in our head.
Yeah.
They got nothing to lose there.
That's right.
Drew's,
everything to get except Drew's we don't magically know the rules.
$300 on flowers, and that kills him.
No, that didn't kill me. They killed me that wasn't appreciated.
She didn't like it.
Oh.
Here's the thing with chicks, too. They're like, where'd you get it? Who? What? You got it where? It's all about where
I gotta
you got
to tell my friends that you did
what? Well, you got to go to Barney's of New York to buy some goddamn flowers? You can't pick them up at the market or the Mexican on the side of the freeway?
Did she pull that you didn't know what to get her, so you got her flowers?
No.
Okay.
He got them at the market. I've heard that. That was the problem. Autumn?
Yeah.
It was a,
I learned that once. I got
rule
I,
book.
I
rule
old,
book.
I got an old girlfriend. My old girlfriend was a crazy Tori Amos fan.
Yeah.
Somebody gave Tori Amos a bouquet of flowers when I was with her at some radio station. She left them behind. So I collected the flowers, brought them to my old lady and said, here's a bouquet of flowers. And she was like, hey, fantastic. I was like, guess whose flowers those are? Your big fan. Tori Amos's flowers. She's like, psh.
Get rid of these.
She was pissed off.
Yeah.
See?
Really?
Rule book, a guy.
Dude. If you had the rule book.
Oh, if someone gave you like a...
Anything.
Anything. Hey, this is Ted Nugent's crossbow. You'd be like, cool.
I wanted a crossbow.
Sweet.
Well, you, as you said, you stole it from the retarded kid next door.
Sweet. Autumn?
Yes.
You're 19?
Yes.
What's up?
Well, I know you get a lot of calls like this, but I've been with my boyfriend for 3 years. And I've been sexually active for about 4 or 5, and I have never orgasmed with another person.
Not during intercourse or not at all?
Not at all. Like manual stimulation, anal sex, oral sex, any other position.
You are able to by yourself or you're not able to by yourself?
I am.
Oh, boy.
Mm. Uh-huh. 3 years. But she's still young. She's 19.
Yeah, great. Yeah. But she may not have sort of matured to the point that biology operates effectively or efficiently yet. But I'm just thinking about how different it would be if there were a guy with 3 year effort in. He'd either A, give
no
up.
No orgasm in 3 years? Kill yourself.
He'd go on some sort of shooting spree or something.
Yeah.
That's so different for women.
But then you turn the gun on yourself.
Oh, obviously.
Autumn, are you satisfied, though? Are you having a satisfied experience?
Well, I'm sorry.
Are you happy with your sexual relationship with your boyfriend?
I am. We have a great relationship, and I enjoy sex, but I never climax.
Hang on a second. Gentlemen, just imagine this. I enjoy sex. I don't orgasm. Did those words ever come out of your mouth in that sequence?
No.
Come out of your mouth in that sequence?
No.
Okay.
No,
that's the difference about women and men. But here's the deal.
What's the answer?
The answer may be to sort of she knows what she can do for herself. She needs to either bring that in with her boyfriend or teach the boyfriend what she does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that's the best bet. Yeah, there.
Yeah, but here's the whole thing with women too. It's math doesn't work out vaginally.
I know.
It's like, well, you have an orgasm with a vibrator, so bring your guy in and put the vibrator on, you have the orgasm that much faster. Nope, no orgasm.
Do you want to I got a slight sexual abuse feeling.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It could have been me. I farted.
That's a different feeling.
Well, hey, the
Autumn?
Yeah. Okay.
Any sexual abuse?
No, uh-uh.
Nothing, no other anything weird you out when you're growing up sexually?
No, not that I can think of or remember anything,
all right.
No.
Okay. All right, then this is just part of, most women don't even have orgasm until they're in their early 20s. Most. Those of you that have them, congratulations, but most do not.
Yeah.
And so you're sort of ahead of the game that you can have them with masturbation at all.
Mm.
And if you could sort of bring that into your thing with your boyfriend, I worry that, that's why I was sort of going on that sexual abuse path. I was getting a sense that she didn't feel comfortable with sex with him. Mm-hmm. So either something was weird about her and sex or something's bad about him.
Well, we could check it out, but I don't think so.
Okay.
You know?
Keep going.
Because here's the thing. You know these shows that goes, every call's important?
Mm-hmm. That's not you.
Me.
That ain't me.
I know that. Not at all. Almost none of them are important. You know what I mean?
I've seen you in action.
Sometimes
I know.
They're important because they remind me of stuff to say.
Right.
That has nothing to do with it.
If we're not talking about Mother's Day, we're not talking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Karen?
Yep.
You're 19?
Yeah.
What's up?
I have this, randomly, I noticed that there was sort of a white color in my bra, and then I started to realize that there was discharge.
That's called milk.
Pretty good.
It is?
Yes, that's what it is. Yes.
I'm not pregnant.
No. Well, a lot of things can cause discharge, milk from the breast. Are you on medication?
Just birth control.
Sometimes that can do it, though rarely so. Nothing else, huh?
No, just birth control.
Okay. Do you have any kids?
No.
Maybe it's menopause.
Well, no. Sometimes it's just stimulation of the breast, just the irritation, or even if your boyfriend's stimulating, that kind of thing can do that. Sometimes there are tumors and hormonal conditions, the low thyroid, prolactin-secreting tumors.
Is it a common thing for females to have discharge like that?
Yes, it's a very common thing, but it needs to be evaluated. It can be a sign of a medical problem. The most common reason would be pregnancy. The next most common reason is medication. After that comes the hormonal problems.
I see. All right.
Gets you cool. Could you get something to come out? Would it squirt out?
Oh,
well, I'm just curious.
No squirting. No. I didn't even notice it, really.
Just kind of oozes?
Is it both or one? Both or one?
What?
Both breasts?
Both breasts.
Yeah, good. I mean, it's actually a little more.
It's better? Better? Not as much tumor news?
Right, exactly.
Because you want to have a tumor on both sides?
Right.
Both
you want symmetrical tumors, of course.
Everything that comes out of you should fly out of you.
Just
you know?
Pow.
Yeah, agreed.
Just pow.
Yeah, like snot rockets.
Snot rockets, so satisfying. Satisfying. Once in a while they get hung up or you hit yourself in the shoulder or something, but in general, Nothing like that snot rocket.
My nephew was at the brunch I put on today, the Mother's Day brunch, and he gave one of those, he's like three, he gave one of those big sneezes with his mouth full of boysenberries.
Oh, sweet.
And, I mean, and both nostrils, like full pew.
Oh, awesome.
Pow. And the dogs went into action right at that point.
You know,
right?
Oh,
the blueberries, the snot, everything.
Come on, Drew. This is a family show. Talk about dildos. You know, it seems to me like there's like 30 names for everything. Like there's 30 names for taking a crap and 30 different vernaculars for, you know, orgasm or taking a leak or whatever it is. Snot rocket. There's only snot rocket.
Yeah.
We should introduce a companion to snot rocket. You know what I mean?
What was Booger blast
or something like that.
Didn't we once before try to come up with some language?
Nasal thrust.
But yeah, it wasn't for snot rocket, though. But I mean.
Snot shot.
Snot shot's good. Yeah. Snot got a ring to it.
That's what I'm talking
good.
About.
That's good.
Uh-huh.
That's good, Drew.
Yeah.
Wow.
You should patent that.
Yeah.
That's good. Do it.
You gotta get that trademark.
Snot shot.
Yeah. Have the little R next to it.
Snot circle.
The circle around it. Yeah, because, and by the way, when you come up with something good, people leave it alone. Like, snot rocket works so well that people are like.
Well, we got snot shot. That's better.
Yeah, see, it's like taking a leak. People are like, that's a five. I could do better. Like, what about shake the dew off the lily or something? People kept going, you know what I mean? But when the guy said snot rocket, everyone went, wow, okay, well done. Let's move on. Let's move on to more terms
tonight.
For crapping.
Until
tonight.
We broke through.
Snot shot?
Snot shot.
Yeah, okay.
Didn't we, wasn't it Jack Hole? Wasn't that the last time we went at some language?
Well, Jimmy tried to come up tried to make his own swear word up and came up with Jack Hole.
That's good.
It's solid.
Yeah.
Makes.
Oh, and douche nozzle. That was the other one.
Oh, douche nozzle.
Right. Douche nozzle, I think, is way better than jack hole.
Or than douche bag.
Well, here's my thing. A lot of mileage. The douche bag has gotten a lot of mileage, but what about the douche nozzle?
The working
the part that actually, the business end, you know, because the bag, you know,
calling someone
a douche bag.
Oh, no, he just said the business end. That's what made it gross.
Well, that's what you say. It's the more serious end of it.
The douche bag just sort of hangs on the bathroom door.
Right,
you know,
what's insulting about that?
Nothing.
But the douche nozzle.
Douche nozzle. And douche,
that's insulting.
Douche nozzle.
How dare you?
Sounds like one word, too.
Yes.
And it works. Like, it's like you could say, hey, listen, you douche nozzle, shake your ass and get back to work. We have this drywall hung by the end of the day. You know? Or you could use it on the road.
Yep.
You douche nozzle, learn how to drive.
Perfect.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, douche nozzle. It's good. It's solid. Obviously.
It's good. It's a 10. It's a definite 10.
And it's not effed out, as we like to say. It's yours. You know what I mean? All right, so let's see if we can work.
Symmetry that snot shot.
Snot shot.
Oh, look at that.
It looks good too.
Looks good. You see
douche
that?
Nozzle looks good. Yeah.
It's just different by one letter.
Really?
Yeah. Snot shot.
Yeah. It's solid. Oh, really? Yeah. Just one. Just the H in the end, Drew. It's nice. You gotta come up with a snot shot clothing line or something. Booger wear. I'll come out with douche nozzle hats and gym bags. Be awesome.
Adam has a future there. I swear to God.
David?
How's it going?
You're 21?
Yeah.
What's up?
I think I remember a quote from you, Adam, a couple of years ago, something like trying to get peanut butter out of shag carpeting for...
That's Adam's... wiping
my behind.
Well, the thing is, going to the bathroom, I might flush the toilet four or five times, and I don't know if it's if hemorrhoids are starting, there's definitely a lot of, hair down there. So that can, that causes a lot of...
Hold on. You have to flush the toilet four or five times because...
Because why?
So much toilet paper.
Oh, really?
Oh,
here, all right, let me just say something
that's
about
hemorrhoids.
This.
That's hemorrhoids, what that is. That's
sometimes you take a crap... And you wipe, and the paper comes up cleaner than when it went down. It's like, wow.
Yeah.
Leprechaun came out.
I tucked that right back into the roll. I ain't throwing this away. This is fine. This is pristine. I let my wife enjoy this. This is awesome. That's number one. I'm not here to cut down the rainforest. You
sure
know what I'm saying?
You miss. You can't find your action area.
Ooh.
It's a Sherwood Forest.
No,
back
no.
There.
Once in a while, you give the wipe, and there's nothing. And then once in a while, you give the wipe, and the third wipe, there's more on it than there was the first wipe. I call that the mechanical pencil. It's like it just keeps coming. And at a certain point, it's like I got a life to lead. You know what I mean? Like look, I'll crap again tomorrow. I'll take a shower tonight. Let's get going. I gotta get going. It's a weekday. I gotta get moving. At a certain point, it's like, all right, look, I'm not shooting a porn film. I'm going to work. I don't think I'm gonna nail any secretaries or, you know, there's no strip searches. I'm just gonna suck it up and go to work. If I catch it on the next round, I catch it on the next round.
Because it keeps coming. It's the eternal source, right?
More food coming in, more dew coming out. It's an endless cycle.
The more you go after it, the more it's there for you.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, not every wipe has to be stellar. You know, not all tens. There's some threes in there, and that's what makes the tens tens.
Of course. How else could you have a ten?
Yeah.
They'd all be tens then. Then they wouldn't be anything.
They would all be tens. That's right.
Then nothing would be special.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And besides, I don't know what God's plan is for my anus. Maybe he's telling me something. You know what I mean? There's more on it on the fifth than there was on the second. It's time to move. It's time to keep moving. And I don't know what the plan is, but I don't want to screw with it. You know what I'm saying?
So, David.
So you vary, is what I'm saying.
So, David.
So, with that said.
Do you get pain or blood back there at all?
Yeah, see, that's the thing.
You got hemorrhoids. Are there hemorrhoids in your family?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, so you need somebody to take a look at that. That actually made 21. Are you heavy?
No, not at all. My question is, though, just because there's so much hair back there and it takes so long to clean, it's kind of, you know, that area just gets worn out and there's been...
Nah,
you
know, I don't believe it.
Blood.
Nah, it's a bogus call.
Have you tried a bikini wax?
That's not how that works. So,
He's bogus. Anyway. 21-year-old guys don't have that much hair in their crack.
They can have hemorrhoids, though. And anyway, if somebody has trouble cleaning there, it's because if you've ever seen hemorrhoids, there are lots of crevices and things. They're hard to... But that's your water shooting.
Never had a hemorrhoid.
No, but your water discharging.
I got a toilet seat that squirts me in the ass.
Really? Oh, like a Crocodile Dundee when he goes to the city?
Yeah.
I'm getting one of those.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Dude, we tour, and you can imagine how often we shower. I would just...
Yeah, like once.
It's not a bidet.
It is.
It's like a bidet. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's.
Or wait, like is it like rocket powered? Like really fast?
Yeah. It'll hurt you. You know the thing about it is it's funny because it's a toilet seat that's hooked up to a water source and it plugs in and it'll squirt you right in the eye. And it's awesome, but there's a weird anticipation when you push the button and it starts revving up like, and you're sitting waiting to get shot.
In the anus is
a weird, it's unnerving. It's like, you know what I mean?
It's called a pucker.
It's a pucker, yeah. The thing that's funny is it has a remote, and the remote has a picture of a seal on it with a ball on its nose. And I thought, well, what are you going to put there? You know what I mean? Put some guy's ass.
Eyeball.
Eyeball. Yeah. It's got a seal. What happened to seals with the ball on the nose?
Yeah, what did they mean? They meant something.
Oh, no, it's so 82.
There was a lot of seals with balls on their nose.
That was the basic graphic for a company symbol,
It meant good times and water is really what it meant. But I just mean seals used to do stuff. They used to play those horns.
Yeah.
They used to do the thing with the ball.
Sure.
What's going on with seals? Let's get them back to work.
All right. Seal humor.
No, but I mean...
Sea lion, Jim. I would like to see a sea lion
doing their thing, you know, with the ball and the horns.
Maybe you could get one to squirt water at you in your
thigh. That was
that'd be awesome. Yeah.
Just have them hang out in your bathtub.
Yeah, it's like an adult-themed aquatic park. It's a SeaWorld with an edge. Whales with the boners, they squirting everyone in the ass. It'd be awesome, Drew. All right.
You could totally do that in Vegas, I think.
I think it would work almost anywhere. Yeah. All right. We will take ourselves a little break. Taking back Sunny in studio tonight. We will hear something from the band. And take some more of your calls after this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Adam and Fred here tonight from Taking Back Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. We're going to hear something from the band in just a couple of few. I think we'll take a phone call, and then we'll hear a song from the band. And where were we, Drew?
Go to the phone. No, we're going. Here
on
we go.
The phones?
Yeah.
Sure?
Yeah.
I may have had something to say.
I know.
I kind of want to talk about poo some more.
No. Right. That's right.
Dude.
Caller, please.
I had another 28 minutes to do on poo.
I know. We're going to hold it for the next hour. Here we go. All right. Nicole, 18.
Hold on a second.
Oh, for God's sakes. The humanity.
I'm telling you.
Do you know they had a half-hour discussion on Oprah about poo?
On Oprah?
Yeah, did you hear about this?
I don't ever want to hear Oprah
talking. Where they're supposed to
poo.
Come out coiled or plop plop. I mean,
ooh,
I mean,
wow.
Give me an effing break.
How is it supposed to come out?
She's running out of material.
It doesn't really matter. It doesn't really matter.
When I went to my grandfather's like funeral or wake or whatever the hell it was, I sat next to one of my grandmother's old bitter friends, and she said, I heard you on the TV the other night, and you talked about defecation for half an hour straight. And I said, yeah. What show was it on? A man show, you think? No. Loveline? You think it was on Loveline? No. A half hour talking about defecating, okay? I said, well...
Oh, it was the squirrel defecation.
No, this was 3 years ago.
Oh, wow.
I said, it probably felt like a half hour, but the reality is if it was on TV, there are only like 8 minute breaks.
Yeah.
You know, you can't go. It was a half an hour. Oh. You know, they're like, wait, bitch, what are you telling me how long this thing's? No one likes talking to Duke more than me, but it was not a half hour of me talking about Dookie. A half an hour of nonstop. Okay.
Because that would have been a red letter day. We would have remembered that day.
Yeah, and it was something from television, so I know it can't go
it
on
was
that
low,
long.
Love Line TV.
Yeah. All right. Nicole?
Yeah?
You're 18. No, she doesn't even have cable. I didn't even know what it was. I couldn't figure out. Maybe it was one of those PSAs I cut.
Oh, yeah, the poop PSA.
Yeah.
Nicole? Brian, I mean, Nicole, what's up?
Oh, yeah,
my
Nicole.
Question was for Fred and Adam.
Yeah, here they are.
Hey.
I read online that you guys are playing new songs on the tour, and I was just wondering if you'd written, like, the full new album, or if you'd like set a time for a new one or anything?
Well, right now we have we want to release a quadruple album. when it first comes out, we have about 800 songs total.
Yeah, we're on tour with Jimmy Eat World, and when we get home, we're planning to do some writing, but there's no date on the new record yet. We just wanted to try these new songs
out.
Script
the creative process.
Right.
Yeah. No, it doesn't care about a calendar or the man's dates. By the way,
what's
time is just
a
creation of man,
it's just
man.
It's a concept.
Yeah. It's just a concept.
Doesn't exist.
I don't need your time.
That's right, man. Yeah. The man came up with time so he could put you in chains and make you punch the clock, man.
I'm moving to San Francisco.
That's
no watch
right.
on my
Does that
list.
Answer your question, Nicole?
Yeah, I just All also right. wanted to say that I'm really excited to see you guys and seeing you guys on Wednesday.
Oh, nice. Cool. Thank you.
We're going to try out some of these new curse words when we get there.
Yeah.
We got
snot shot.
Snot shot. Schnozzle. And jackhole.
Jackhole.
You work jackhole. You know,
a song about each, really.
Yeah, on, easily. Yeah. Easily. And you can rhyme almost anything with snot shot. All right. Hey, Nicole, God bless you. They'll see you on Wednesday.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. All right, shall we, nice should we hear a song from Taking Back
sure.
Sunday?
Sure, right ahead.
Uh-oh. Engineer Chris moved.
He's like, jumping into action. Frightened. Leaping.
You ready to rock, buddy?
He just did a backflip.
Yeah.
That was awesome. And with no pants on.
Yeah. We will hear a little something off the CD, Where You Want to Be. And this is called Set Phasers to Stun.
I'm sorry to be so low. I'm sorry to be
in studio tonight. We will hear something else from Taking Back Sunday in the 11 o'clock hour. But now it's time to play Germany or Florida.
That's right.
Do we have a theme song?
Anderson? Which one you pick?
I'm taking requests on it. What do you want?
David on Gris, who has complained.
I like Dags, yeah. Otherwise, he fires off
emails to me.
Germany or Florida? Germany or Florida? Germany or Florida? Germany or Florida?
Yeah, that's the Germany or Florida theme song. I like to hear him making love, too, by the way.
Yeah, why not?
I always miss...
this is how he makes love.
Dag and his lovemaking.
Here it is. Here it is. While singing the German...
No, this is just what he does.
That sounds like in his bedroom.
Don't look at me. Don't look at me. I will give you something to smile about.
Why does it ever get old?
That's what it's like. It never gets old.
He falls asleep
like
right
a little flop here, a little skeet there. Skeet, 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 skeet everywhere. Skeets. That's how you do your threesomes with me.
All right. The way the game is played is they call in, they tell us the bizarre story, and then we guess. Is it Germany or is it Florida? Brian?
Where this took place.
Thank you. Go ahead, Brian.
Okay. A deceased male was brought to two forensic pathologists for a postmortem. Mm-hmm. He had suffered severe head trauma. According to police reports, the man had wanted to see how a World War II hand grenade was constructed.
Uh-oh.
His curiosity led him to clamp the grenade in a vise and cut a thin band around the center with a circular saw so that he would be able to crack the two halves. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, the man cut a little too deeply and detonated the grenade. The pathologist stated that the man had very little brain material when he was brought to them. However, they were not sure if it was a result of the explosion.
Well, come on, of course.
Yeah. Really? You know who wrote that?
I know.
Guy's
well,
dead.
You know what?
He's probably a father.
I wonder if it was sort of German sense of humor. Maybe we're missing something here. Maybe
Ooh.
Something in the translation got lost, even.
World War II.
Yeah.
I know there were some significant battles that took place in Florida, but mostly in Europe and the Pacific theater. I know that.
Was Florida a state during war? Okay, yeah, maybe it was.
The point is what are you feeling like?
I'm feeling German.
Fred?
Yeah.
Germany.
Yeah, I'm going to go to Germany, too.
Germany.
Yeah.
It's a harebrained move, though, which is
a Florida thing.
I'm going Florida.
I'm switching to Florida.
Just to break it up. Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a minute.
Am I allowed to switch?
Yes, you can switch.
Is that a rule?
You can, but you can't go back again.
All right, that's it. Florida, I'm done.
All right, two Floridas.
I can't. Two Germanys.
I haven't even kicked my ass lately.
Two Germanys. Brian?
All right, sorry, Adam. It's Germany.
Wow. That's why you play the game, people.
Yep.
That's why the game is played.
Brian, well done. Well
that's
done,
why
Brian.
You have to play the game.
So Adam, it's hard for him because he normally plays by his own rules, but tonight he had to play by ours.
Yeah. All right, Brian. God bless you. You know what grenade means?
No.
No.
Pomegranate.
In what?
It's like grenadier. Think about grenadine.
Ooh.
You know what I mean? Grenadine is the pomegranate liqueur.
Interesting.
And it's not liqueur. It's just the pomegranate syrup.
Syrup, yeah.
Yeah, that's grenadine. And then grenadier is the guy. Those are guys who chucked their grenades, you know, a thousand years ago. They had whatever. And then a grenade.
I guess the pomegranate because all the stuff
I think it's
pieces,
French.
The pieces fall out of it.
It looks like a pomegranate.
It looks like a pineapple.
Well, the ones that were made 45 years ago look like a pineapple. The ones that look like a grenade when they're
right,
named
and
500 years old.
Right, and they're probably packed with sort of buckshot. Like a pomegranate lets little seeds pile out.
I think it was more, the shape of the thing did it. But buckshot, not bad. Yeah.
I was told there wouldn't be any math.
I think it's a French thing, too.
Yeah, makes sense, yeah.
All right, where are we? We're taking a break?
Yeah.
Taking Back Sunday in studio tonight. Let me just quiz engineer Chris, make sure he was listening. Chris?
Yes?
What'd you learn about grenades?
Huh? It's, grenaders, you know, throw them.
All right.
Yeah.
What else?
Close, yeah. Good.
That's about it.
What else? What, any fruit or vegetable?
That they're sort of fashioned after?
named after?
Grenadine.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Grenadine.
Yeah. Or it's made from grenadine.
Made what? The grenades are made from grenadine?
I mean...
What's grenadine?
What's it made from?
I don't know.
Okay. All right. All right, so that's a four.
We're getting warm.
That's a good four.
There was going to be no math in this.
That was no numbers mentioned.
He got the same memo I got.
All right, we will take ourselves a little break, Taking Back Sunday in studio tonight, and we'll be right back after this.
Right on.
Yeah, buddy, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Fred and Adam here tonight from Taking Back Sunday. We will hear something else off the CD in the 11 o'clock hour. Let's hop back to the phones, Drew, so we can do some damage.
Here we go.
Should we do that? Get back there. Bree.
Hello.
You're 21?
Yeah.
What's up?
Okay, a while ago, my boyfriend was in the Army, and he was in Korea, and while he was there, he knocked up a girl, brought her back to the States and married her, and she has no idea who I am and, like, that he cheated on me with her, and we were together for 4 years before that, you know.
When did you get together? Were you like 15
we were in high school.
Or 16?
Yeah, around there. And
how long was he in Korea?
About a year.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's the deal. When you're with somebody, you meet him at 15. You're supposed to break it off before you graduate high school.
Right. As though he went away to college. It's just he was a year away. Was he keeping in close contact with you during that year?
Oh, he lived with. Oh, for that year.
Yeah,
for like the first half, and then after that, it was like
heard
less.
Yeah.
Well, hello.
I know.
I was totally waiting for somebody to catch on.
No, I know it's my super part. My question is, like, should I tell her?
Oh yeah, she needs to know.
This is the third time.
This
okay,
is,
don't
this is a paramount.
You.
This is your obligation as a bitch. You have to tell her. No, I know. Your instincts are all.
Oh, your boyfriend or your husband?
No, you're right. You're right. I know you only want the best for her and the kids.
Yeah,
and that's why.
See, I met her a while ago because I work for his mom still. And, like, she is the sweetest person that I've, like,
it's
ever
time
met.
She'd
and
be
I'm
disappointed.
Like, oh, my gosh. Yeah. I don't want to, you know.
Yeah, well, then why hurt her feelings?
You don't want to hurt her feelings, but you're going to have to because you're better. I know. She should pay for your pain. I know. It's awesome. Everybody, and you know, we live in this horrible society where everyone's like, truth will set you free and everyone needs to know and you can't carry this burden around. Everyone just shut up. 99% of the people that come clean with everybody are just doing it to F the person over. You know, my dad's a homophobic, but it's important that he knows I'm gay. Really? Why? Because you hate his guts and you want to screw with him? Or the truth is needs to prevail? The truth is not that noble. It really isn't. It's good about 10% of the time. The rest of the time, you should shut up.
But we're not talking about the truth. We're talking about reveals.
Right.
The reveals about things that people don't need to know. In fact, things function. Be an adult for a change, Bree. And let's get on with life here, okay?
He is married.
He has a family. Let that family be.
Yeah. And there's a lot of other fish in the sea, you know, as the saying goes.
And thank you to you guys, Taking Back Sunday, for your songs, because they are, you know, very helpful for situations like that.
Yeah.
I'm so excited to see you guys Wednesday and Friday.
Oh, sweet. Thank you.
She's got range, this Bree.
Maybe you could bring her to the show, and we could all tell her.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be so. And her daughter, too. We can just have together.
Think about Bree.
Hold on a second.
He broke up with you basically after 6 months in Korea. He found another woman. He married her. And what you're going to go do is destroy her, the family, and this child's life.
That's what I don't want to do, but I don't want her to have to go through what I went through.
I know. You care so much. I know. You're such a great soul.
No, I swear, you guys.
No, shut up. Everyone does that thing. It's like, I know I don't want to do it, but I don't want to have anyone else have to go through. Wait, you really? First off,
you're bringing
you
on the same thing. You're bringing it on. You're the one bringing it on.
Well,
exactly what you don't want to bring on is precisely what you're bringing on.
How are you going to prevent it by telling her this?
And by the way, you're telling her brings it on.
Exactly. Bree, come on, baby. You're 21. Grow up. And who cares? This loser guy goes to the Army, goes to Korea. What do you need this guy for?
Oh, okay.
So just go find a guy.
Yeah.
You know, all this is. This is. What?
I already have, but I'm...
You have a guy, and are you into this new guy?
Yeah.
Well, then why are you even...
Hey, you guys, I hate my ex-boyfriend, but...
No, here's the deal. You hate your dad.
Ooh, heavy.
Yeah, dad
wow.
left. Dad took off.
No, I mean dad's fat. I don't mean that's he's heavy. Provocative. He's heavy, I just mean he's a heavy guy. Yeah. He's a big lardo guy.
This is a recreation of something for us. That's why it's so important that you get a little exact
did revenge. Dad cheat?
Left.
Dad cheat?
Left.
No, I don't think
dad left.
So.
Did dad he left. Leave? He cheated on his way out.
No, he just left.
Where is he? Where's dad?
He is at another house. Like down the street.
How old were you when he left?
My mom left. It wasn't him.
Oh, all right, she left. Well, I knew somebody left.
Somebody split. Did mom cheat?
Oh, no, they're both here. But, I mean, they just got a divorce.
Well, somebody took off, though.
Somebody cheated. Who cheated?
I don't know. It wasn't told if someone did.
Somebody hooked up with somebody married soon or somebody... had a boyfriend or
you
girlfriend
might ask
very soon.
Whichever parent you're closest to, what happened, what the circumstances were of the divorce.
All right, so look, you hate this guy, fine, but what about the new guy? You have a new boyfriend?
Mm-hmm.
You said yes? Okay.
I think it makes him feel that you're preoccupying about your old boyfriend.
No, I'm not. Okay. This is
you are. You just called about it.
There you are. Look, forget about it.
Okay,
move
I will.
Forward.
I will. All right.
Focus on. Yes, thank you. Fine. Focus on the new guy. And yes, there's nothing worse than being the new boyfriend when the chick is obsessed with the old boyfriend.
Talking about that earlier.
Yes, we were.
Yeah.
What happened?
Go ahead. Or we were just listening to this song. We were sitting outside. And what was the song, Fred?
Oh, man, you're killing me.
Oh, you don't know it?
Are we talking about my girls or your girls?
No. well, both. I mean, we share.
Yeah.
So,
like to see
but
that.
No. I'm sorry, that was dirty and wrong. But no, there was a song. But meanwhile, she's still thinking. Paul, and the guy's name's not Paul.
Totally, totally.
So you want to clear that up because it's on the radio and then
he's
nobody
not
else.
Lying. Yeah. No, I mean that's what we write songs about is that type of stuff and how you don't really. Sometimes you never get over it, but just too bad. That's the way it is.
Yeah, it's life, dude.
And there's not a huge difference between wanting to get back together with the old boyfriend and wanting to destroys life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
For the new boyfriend, you're just thinking about him. You're talking about him. He's on
That's
your mind.
That's the worst.
You know what I mean? I don't know that there is a difference between wanting to F him and F him up. It's still, you're thinking about him, and it all boils down to, Drew, get back over here, would you please? Forget about the temperature in this
dying
place.
Dying in here.
We're going to break soon. I'm dying over here without you, brother.
All right,
is there
that
big,
was good.
Is there a big difference between wanting to actually have sex with the old guy or wanting to F him up? Either
F
way,
or
you
F over, it's F, all.
It's the same thing. It's the same F. And he would have. She would have sex with this guy in a second, by
of
the
course.
Way, too. That's
oh,
the other
definitely.
Thing, too.
Yeah. And then not call him back for a little bit so as to get him back. But really, he's not going to care either way.
That's right. Oh, my God. I wish I had chicks who hated me when I was 20.
TJ?
I got the worst. I got who?
TJ, 28.
Adam? Who? Brillo head. Oh, yeah, that guy. Yeah, the guy's trying to come up with a new name for Snot Rocket. Yeah. Yeah, why'd you bring him up?
That was by the way. What's up, TJ?
Hello?
Yeah, TJ.
How you doing?
Good. What's up?
Nothing. I guess I just, I don't know. I can't contain myself sometimes, and I tend to want to show younger females what I'm made of, I guess is the best way to put it.
Mm-hmm. You need to get some treatment. Though.
How young? You mean you want to expose?
Not too young. I can't tell you
right.
Because I'm not talking to them. But no, try to stay above 16.
You do, but you can't really. It's hard to see someone's ID from when you're in the van pulling your junk out the window and they're walking down the street, right?
Well,
TJ,
exactly.
this is illegal. It is profoundly disturbed. It needs help.
Is it? Does he need help because it's a stepping stone behavior?
It's a form of child abuse. It's getting close to actual contact.
Mm-hmm.
It is illegal. He will get arrested, and it is a form of sexual compulsion, and it needs treatment. And there will these sexual compulsions always kind of move along. They move into other things.
Yeah, they should before you get busted, you get registered as a sex offender. But they should really decide whether you're screwing around. Or you mean it. You know what I mean?
Because
I've shown a lot of junk to a lot of people, a lot of ass to a lot of people, but it's always done just to
ingest.
Press the nutsack up against the windshield, but for fun. You know what I mean? I'm not a sexual predator. It's just my thing.
We'll see.
Yeah.
I mean, so long as it's tasteful.
Yeah. I think if the sack is presented, you know? Is presented tastefully, that's a different thing.
It's almost like art.
I totally agree. We will take ourselves a little break, take Max Henning in studio tonight. We'll do a little changing of the guard, and we'll be back after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. It's Dr. Drew, taking back Sunday in studio tonight, where we replaced Fred. You don't really replace Fred.
He doesn't really talk much.
No, he's quiet. It's not that you can't replace him. Is it why bother? So you wouldn't know if he was there or not. But Eddie is going to fill Fred's medium sized shoes.
Hola,
Eddie is here representing the Latino vote from Taking Back Sunday.
Yes,
Reyes last name, right?
Yep,
popular.
It's
popular
King.
Name. What is it? What does Reyes mean? Does it mean anything?
King.
Is this King? King. Oh, yes. It does.
Yeah.
Never knew that.
Interesting. Yeah.
And so it's just like all the guys. I once had an embarrassing moment where, remember we used to work with a guy, Scott King?
Yeah.
And I knew the guy for about 5 years. He worked with on Loveline for about 5 years. And he built me a cabinet, and I wrote him a check, and I tried to pull that move where I went, Scott, how do you spell your last name again, brother?
He's K-I-N-G, jerk.
Yeah, and I'm like, it doesn't work with King. It works with almost any name. King is the only last name, really.
Could have been Smith. That
could have been Smith. Would have been
King.
But King,
right in there.
Kings. I know somebody who was Kings.
Oh, you knew someone who was Kings?
Yeah.
The plural.
Andre Kings.
And the plural is always, that S at the end is tricky.
Yeah.
Tricky.
Yeah. All right. We will hear a song from Taking Back Sunday in this hour. We're also going to take some phone calls, and we'll start it off with sweet Lou, who's 25. Lou?
Yeah. How's it going, guys?
What's up?
Hello. Yeah.
For the last 2 years, I've been dating this girl. I'm in the Navy, so I'm constantly out to sea. I'm on a carrier.
Yeah, they say those are like floating cities.
Literally.
Yeah,
just floating cities. Every time you see one of those shows, some guy says floating cities like he thought of it.
Right.
He's very proud of himself. Yeah. It's really, if I could say it's really like a floating city. All right, genius. That's half down. Go with douche
nuts. Two years we've been dating. Last year, before we went on our Westpac, I proposed to her, and a couple nights ago, we got into an argument over the phone because she's back in New Hampshire, and I'm out here on the West Coast in Washington, and she had come out to me saying while I was on cruise, she had slept with her ex-husband and her ex-boyfriend.
Ooh,
and then, at the same time?
Wow.
No,
can she take pictures?
Different times. And then when she came up here on a vacation, she slept with one of my friends from the boat.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah.
And why is she still your girlfriend?
Yeah.
He kind of slept with her. I kind of beat him a couple days ago. So.
Ooh, hold on. Okay,
wait, but that's not his fault. Your girlfriend's like a bunny.
With the S word. I'm on hold. We'll reboot. But this chick's obviously out of control.
A total mess.
And here's the thing, everybody. It's a good excuse for you to move on.
Yeah, I know you're infatuated, really, which is really what it has to be with a person like this.
Yeah.
And it feels like you'll never find anybody else as good as this. You'll never get over this. This is not a good thing. Trust us,
plus,
this is not good.
Lou's mistress is the sea. That's why he's 20 decks down doing laundry all day.
Right, because he's there near her, his mistress.
It's a sea. The sea. They say it's a floating sea.
I thought you meant she is a sea.
Oh, she's a sea, yeah. Actually, C minus, maybe D.
Ba-doom-tsh.
Lou.
Yeah.
Is it true your mistress is the sea?
I'm not going to confirm nor deny that fact.
No, well, S-E-A. C.
He does. No, here's the other thing, too. You know when they go, like, I can't marry, my mistress is the C?
Right. Say, there's life is left for me.
But yeah, you should be all... No, the whole point to having a mistress
is you get married
right. And then you bang the ocean. You know what I mean? You have sex with the ocean. I guess with, like, an abalone shell or something.
Or whatever.
The point is...
An abalone?
Well,
conch. You hear the ocean in there. It's in there.
The point is the whole point about having a mistress is you can take on a mistress. You get married, and then you take on the mistress. You can't do that. I can't get married. My mistress is a C.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Lou.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Hold
on.
Hold on. And I try to break up with her. She has two kids from her previous marriage.
Quiet.
She brings the kids on the phone.
Quiet. Wow, that's good.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
It only took 28 clients.
That's awesome.
What do you do on the ship, Lou?
I'm an MA. I'm a cop.
Oh, cop. You see, they're like cities, Drew.
That's kind of a cop thing.
Right. He's a cop of the sea.
He wants to be mayor someday.
It's nice that he beat up his buddy who had sex with this crazy old lady. All right, Lou, this is chaotic.
She has kids from other men, just a mess.
You are essentially just marrying a train wreck. Don't do it.
All
a mess. And you know what? Here's the other thing, too, Lou. She is not doing this because she's horny, and she's not doing this because she's lonely. She's
just
doing
not doing
this.
The job right.
She's chaotic. She's chaotic. I guarantee her dad's a mess. I guarantee there's abuse. I guarantee it all.
Yeah.
This is a train wreck, and I know it's exciting. I know it's exciting. You're 25, and it's exciting. It's chaotic.
Mm, drama.
It's drama, and it's like
jeez.
It's like the same impulse you have when you're 25 and a fight breaks out in a bar, and you're like, "What's going on? What's she?" And you start getting. Next thing you know, you're getting hit with a bottle.
Right.
Just get out of the excitement. Just go to the men's room, jerk yourself off, and go home and vomit. That's what I do. Actually, every vomit. Then jerk.
Yeah.
But the point is I don't get in the middle of the fight and start throwing the dudes around. Dude, maintain. Next thing you know, you're getting hit with a chair.
Right.
That's what you do at 25.
Yes, yes.
Don't get into this chaos, and then you got the kids involved. And
I mean, he's already been gone from that. Don't let her manipulate you with
just
that.
Just go out. And I don't like
There's plenty of fish out in the sea.
I don't. Oh, that's good. Yeah. That's your mistress. Dude, the sea. That's the sea. Here's the thing. I don't like the idea that they call it cruise. Going out on cruise.
Oh, yeah. Is that what he said?
Yeah, because cruise implies like fun. Like,
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like fun.
No, I thought he went I like, picture crew, like Kathy Gifford, crew, you know? Like C-R-E-W, like he was part of a crew.
Oh, maybe no, Kathy's going out on cruise, he said, or something like
maybe
that.
Maybe Kathy Lee Gifford is there because it is a city.
It's a floating city, so if she lives in that city.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I heard it's a nice city.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to go on a tour of aircraft carrier, by the way.
Or a cruise.
Mm-hmm. I would go out for, like, they have, like, a day and a halfer. Like, do you guys, you guys go to, like, TJ or something from San Diego or
It'd
something?
Be interesting,
just want to do some fishing.
Go out for a while, not just see it in port. Go out for a while.
Ooh, go out.
Why just a day and a half? Like, why not two whole days?
A day doesn't seem like enough to cover it, and two seems like a little too big a commitment.
Okay. You know,
I think a day and a half would be good. About 35, 40 hours, probably cut it. All right, where are we, Drew?
Talia.
Talia?
18.
Talia, you're 18.
Yeah.
You have a question for the band?
Yeah, I just wanted to say how awesome you guys are, and I'm going to be
Thank
seeing you,
you
on the 14th. I love your hair, your new hair, and I wanted to know why you chose Decade Under the Influence as your single.
First off, thank you, and you're not so bad yourself. And
oh my god!
And
you
the
concert I went to.
The Decade Under the Influence. I just think it. That's the one that everyone in the band just kind of liked the best. And yes,
that's pretty cool.
Oh, thank you.
So this is the conversation you have.
We're pretty cool dudes.
Cool.
You really?
Sorry, this is like a really cool band.
No, I know.
Thank you.
You don't think we're experiencing their coolness?
Rock right here. My socks. I have, like, no socks on because of them.
None?
None whatsoever, but, like, not in a dirty way at all, I swear.
Well, this is Loveline.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I guess it's dirty.
You're going to Long Beach Arena on the 14th?
Yeah, I'm so excited. I'm going to be waiting there in line, so you should come say hi to me and my friends.
My friends and I, young lady.
Yeah.
What?
All right, Talia.
Nothing.
What are you doing? Junior college?
Yeah, I'm going to community college at SMC.
Shocking.
Kind of fun, except not really.
And what happens when you graduate?
When I graduate?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just opening, like, no McDonald's or anything.
Oh, my God.
The world is your oyster. Porn.
You got to get a job.
I'm a vegetarian. It's all about
Yeah, she's got a great career ahead.
I just said porn, and she said that.
So dynamic.
Drop the F-bomb on us.
She's a lady.
We had the S-bomb, our last the call before this.
I think it's time for a song.
Why'd she say F-oysters, by the way?
She's a vegetarian.
Oh, because she's a veg. Yeah,
I heard that, but
no. But I told her that the world
is your oyster.
You're not even listening to me over here.
No, she's so concrete. She converted that into you are referencing eating oysters or something.
The world is your oyster. I mean, because that's all the world is.
That's right.
Thank you. Here's the point.
We have the world's dumbest college.
We haven't heard that one for a while. It really
it has been a while.
It has a nice ring to it.
I'm telling you, Anderson loves to think that I was serious when I said that.
Yeah, I know you.
I am that fine. Sure.
It was when you're on your drugs that night.
Would you like me to say it again in a serious tone?
No.
Okay. You were enthusiastic, is what it was.
Enthusiastic, yeah. but sort of blowhardy.
Sort of.
Here you go. No
all right.
Fighting.
All right. But wait a minute. As a vegetarian.
Can you eat oysters? No.
Really?
It's not made of vegetable.
Well, there are.
It's a living thing. When you're vegetarian, you don't eat.
There are vegetarians that eat shrimp.
There are.
I mean, they eat like fish, right?
Yeah. But they're.
Oh, no, but they're chunks.
That's not
everyone
a true
has
vegetarian.
A technicality, right?
Yeah.
Well, they call themselves. Okay.
I was vegetarian and I only ate grilled cheese.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was it. Just for 3 years, grilled cheese. Jeez. And, like, fries.
Really?
Yeah, good. But no oysters then.
Like Fred.
Same rules apply to her.
Fred's a vegan. He doesn't eat cheese at all.
Oh, really?
Dairy products, yeah.
No dairy.
No
what,
dairy.
What do you got to be?
Just,
it's a vegetarian.
No, listen. Vegan. No dairy, no milk, but chocolate cake.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
We call those vegan.
Butter.
We call those vegan holidays.
Vegan holidays where he's allowed to cheat.
He has butter and fat and all the good stuff from animals.
Chocolate cake.
You just sold Fred out. You sold him out. You're so lucky he's not here. He would take his beard with you all across the studio.
We will hear a little song from Taking Back Sunday. Continue this vegan talk while the song is playing. I'm interested in this.
Got him back.
Well, what song are we playing? Is it written down here? Ah, yes. This photograph is proof.
We'll be right back.
Sunday, everybody.
I love that applause sound. That's the best sound.
I feel important.
Yeah.
That's why I live to be out on stage. To hear that applause, sure.
I know that. You've always said that.
Thank you. Eddie's here tonight along with Adam from Take Back Sunday.
Yes, yes.
Where You Want to Be, name of the CD, and take a couple of more phone calls. Talk to Michelle, who's 22. Michelle?
Yeah?
What's up?
Hi.
Hey. Hello.
Hey, I just have a question. Mm-hmm. When I was 14, almost 15 actually, I was raped, and I've had sex since then. For about a year, I did. I was like a little bit promiscuous actually, and
right after the rape.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who raped you?
Right after, within. I don't know him at all.
It's so interesting how this is an interesting example of how humans behave after a traumatic event. They reenact it over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
Even when they're not children, they'll tend to do that for a little while. When a woman's raped, so suddenly become very promiscuous for a year or so.
Well, this is... Here's Drew, stop that, please. So he's fanning himself like that.
It's so hot in here.
The queen. Look, of course, he couldn't do it without whacking the mic with me.
Yeah. he's having hot flushes.
I think Eddie's making him hot.
Get an actual fan, Drew, and then that way, if one of the guests comes on to you, you can hit him with it and yell, "Fresh!" There should be a lot of fresh humor.
Flick it at him.
Yeah.
Thank you. Oh, Eddie's great.
That's nice. Actually, Eddie just farted again.
Is that better? Yeah. Is that better?
He's blowing it.
Way better.
All right, so here's the thing, Michelle. We hear a lot of rape stories, and then it turns out it was the chick's old boyfriend or whatever it is. But this was rape, and that you never saw the person before or again and all that?
I never saw him before. I met him that day, and I don't actually remember. I remember the room that we were in. We were at a place with other people, and I don't remember. Like, it's actually on a main street that I drive, like in the town that I live in, a lot. And I don't know where it was, but I remember the room and what I was wearing and everything. I remember everything about the inside, but I don't.
Yeah. Well, you say there's a lot of other people around.
Yeah, there was other people around, not in the room, but.
Right. We had a party or something?
No, I don't. It was just
Hold on. I'm just going to keep guessing and see if we can figure this out. Now, what are the clues we have? Main thoroughfare.
People.
A lot of people.
Yeah. And she was wearing clothes.
She was indoors.
Bus station.
She was in a room. There are a lot of people around.
Bus station.
But
train station.
Not in the same room.
Oh. Train station bathroom.
Okay,
airport.
If that's your guess.
Airport. I'll go for airport.
Michelle.
Shoe store.
Was the man, was he someone we would have heard of, a celebrity from television or perhaps the movies?
No.
Okay, all right. What are we at, eight?
Eight more.
Michelle, yeah, so what happened? So you're in a room and...
Well, I was in this room
house?
With this guy and we were...
This room.
This room.
Yeah. It was. I honestly, I was there, and I was making out with him, and he kept. He was Mexican. He couldn't speak very good English, and he just.
Wow.
He was. Is his last name Reyes?
He was on top. What?
King Reyes. Is Michelle? And where were you at a friend's house?
No, I was at a motel.
You're in a motel.
But I don't, yeah. Wait,
the plot thickens.
What's going on here?
Why were you making out with a Mexican in a motel?
No, not that well, I there was done other people.
At 14.
At 14.
How old was the guy?
Actually, there's an episode of Degrassi Junior High.
I don't
where,
know how old he
where
was.
The girl goes to the hotel with the guy in the car.
Right, Michelle, so Mexican. What else was going on in your life? Have you been sexually abused before that?
No.
Oh, come
not
on.
At all.
Oh, that is not the behavior of someone who physically abused?
No.
Yeah. Oh, Michelle, something.
Well, look, she's calling from Carson City, Nevada. They don't let you in unless you're abused or a legacy. Your dad was abused and they'll let you in on that. Sometimes.
Yeah, Michelle, that whole, the whole situation smacks of victim.
Well, what were you doing in the hotel room with the non-English speaking immigrant?
I don't know. I went into the situation thinking that I just should do this just to get it over with. And then when it came up, I
was freaking out, and I was screaming, and I said no, and he just, he kept saying, por que no, and he just, and I was actually fully clothed, except my pants were, like, down to my knees.
Yeah, hold on a second. Por que means why, by the way. Yeah. Well, I don't know if everyone knows.
Why no, why no?
Yeah, why no? Yeah. No is the same, though.
Why
I like
not?
That.
It comes, sort of comes up, why not?
Yeah. Mm. Here's the thing. This is nutty.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, this means, okay, so we're giving her two choices. Okay. Three choices. Either she was horribly abused and maybe doesn't, like, ritualistically doesn't even remember it.
Or doesn't realize it.
Grandpa did something weird to her when she was a year and a half or something. Two, she just has psychotic episodes or has a brain tumor
bipolar
or something.
Or
bipolar,
drugs.
She's some crazy manic phase. Or three, bogus.
Yeah, bogus is on the list.
It is.
Yeah. I think it's bogus.
Yeah,
I don't believe the story.
It has a little bogus.
Well,
no,
first
not
off, I know Mexicans. They don't rape. That's not their thing. They're not rapers. They're lovers.
We're romantics. So, yeah. Even though I'm not Mexican, we're romantics.
Yeah, they are.
No, salsa dancing. I mean, it's all right.
We love the women. We do not hurt them.
They don't. They
bogus
do not,
is on the
rape. Michelle?
Yeah?
You're going to have to tell us something that is going to make sense to us soon, or we're going to label this as bogus. See what I'm saying?
I just don't know.
I know. Well, first thing is you're 22 and it's like we're talking to a 13-year-old. I had to ask you 1,000 questions before I figured out you were at a motel. Number one.
Do you have some learning problems?
No, not at all. I'm going to go to San Francisco State in the fall.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to be very successful.
Are you on medication?
Oh, clearly.
No.
Yeah.
You're not on medication.
Porn.
Were you ever supposed to be on medication?
Was I supposed to be?
Yeah.
No.
Were you abused?
No, I was never.
Were you abused?
No, I was never abused. I've been.
No one ever hit you?
No. No, never. I don't. Well, my dad's not around. He never has been.
That's a help.
I mean, there's other things. It's just nothing.
Like what? Give us the other thing. Well, tell us the other thing.
Stepdads, biker boyfriends.
No.
Tell us the other things.
My mom's a single mom. She was until I was like 12, and then she got married, and nothing happened with that. Him.
All right. What other things do we need to know?
You said there were other things. What are they?
Nothing, really. I've got an eating disorder that I've had for a couple years.
All right. Now we're getting warmer. That is very, really important, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. Well, the idea that you ended up in a motel room with a guy, you said you wanted to get it over with. You wanted to lose your virginity at 15 with a stranger.
That's a bizarre impulse.
How old was the guy?
She doesn't know. She said,
"Oh no,
I don't know."
Hey, I have a question for you, sweetie. Por qué?
Why? Huh? Why not?
Por qué no?
Michelle, how old were you when your dad left?
I've met him one time. Actually.
How old were you when he left?
My mom was pregnant.
Oh.
When he left.
So you're minus. You actually owed age.
Yeah. Something happened.
Yeah. Hey, Michelle, something's going on with you. Look, here's the deal. If what you're telling us is true, you better talk to somebody, and that somebody should speak good English and have a degree in patches on the elbows, too, the suede patches on the elbows.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And you need to talk to a therapist, because if you're raped, you need to talk to someone anyway, but if you're as confused as you were about the circumstances under which
you're
raped.
And you have an eating disorder, and there's a lot going on here.
Yeah, there's stuff going on,
baby.
This
is what we call character pathology.
You want to be, you're going to be successful, right?
Absolutely.
It's going to be difficult unless you get some help.
No, because any problem that I have is all... I mean, I don't.
Right. You can do anything you want. You just got to set your mind to it. Yeah. Hey, listen.
No. I was going to say that.
Don't have any kids.
What?
Don't have kids.
Don't have kids. Can please not have kids?
I already have one.
Okay.
He's six.
Six?
Six. Wait.
No, Michelle, please. This is character problems.
You're pregnant at 15?
Yeah, you've got to get some help.
Well, could have been pregnant.
You're going to have a great deal of difficulty being successful unless you... learn to regulate the emotional systems. That is an important part of success, is emotional IQ. And yours is about a 3 right
now.
You don't understand the questions. You don't seem to have any insight.
Get
these horrible situations and don't do anything about it.
Well, I haven't been in a horrible situation in 7 years.
Where's the dad? Out front of a Home Depot? Where is he?
My son's dad?
Yeah.
He's not around.
Not around.
No. Shocking.
I'm
shocking.
Floored. I'm floored.
You mean her dad wasn't around, and now her child's dad's not
never
around?
Never happened before.
That's
that would
the cycle of abuse.
Pattern.
Oh no, no patterns in human behavior ever.
All right,
Is your
baby.
Child's
that's
dad
enough.
Half Mexican?
All right, get some therapy and no more cranking out any kids. All right. All right. I know it's real funny, but
yes, this is
going
not
on
funny, Michelle.
Yeah,
you need to get a little work here.
Your kid's six, boy or girl?
Boy.
Boy, fantastic. Call us in 8 years. We'll see how he's doing. All right.
She has to have a girl to.
Don't have any more kids, please. All you effed up people. Please.
Wait. What? What were you just saying about having to have? She would have to have a girl.
Well, she's clearly reenacting her dad's scenario with her, right? Her dad was not around. He left while she was pregnant. Now she's got to go do that too. But some people have to completely act that out and make sure it's on a girl.
Yeah,
so she's had a boy. Well, that doesn't count. We've got to get a girl and do this too.
I look. I feel sorry for her because obviously she was a victim. The part that steams my bean.
She won't do anything
about
it.
Sort of cocky and arrogant about it. And this horrible society we're dwelling in with all this. I'm so tired of people saying, like, everything happens for a reason and you got to set your mind to something.
Just
you can do anything you want. There seems to be more of that talk going on recently. I think it's all these reality shows, but every time they pull someone aside, it's like, I know that there's nobody, there's only one of me, and that I was put here to do for a reason. I know everything happens for a reason. I also know that if I want something, I can't be stopped, and then they get voted out the next 10 minutes or whatever it is. What is all this BS? Like, I can do anything I want. There's only one of me. No, get some goddamn therapy, and thank Christ there's only one of you. My God, could you imagine if there was even eight of you? We'd have to move to Canada. Please. Thank Christ.
Wait.
There should be more of me. I'll tell you that right now.
There's only one of you, though.
There's only one of me, but I'd like there to be more.
You're destined for success.
But there should be more.
All right, let's take a break.
All right. Well, we could replace you with me. We'd have two of me. I'm like, how you doing, Adam? Good, Adam. How you doing? Looking good. No, you're looking good. Yeah.
I'm going to drop trout.
What'd you do this weekend? You know. You were there. You're me.
We'll split. Is that word?
We'll split the Adam.
I could talk about Dookie twice as long. Be awesome. All right. We'll be right back after this. Hey. Great to hear Big Country back, by the way. Yeah. Hey, everybody, Taking Back Sunday in the studio tonight.
Hello.
I love that.
Thank you very much.
Every time.
Yeah, it's good.
It's like a special present just for us.
It'd be nice. You just get a little, you know, it'd be nice. It'd be nice just to get the little sound effect, I think, put in everywhere. Your car seat, you know, when you got in your car.
Applause.
By your bidet.
By the bidet.
Yep.
Applause, you know, every time. Yeah, like when
the applauding toilet seat squirted.
Stood in front of your toilet and whipped your dork out.
Yeah, see? Just
applause.
Like that.
Yeah. For me, I'd have to put one in front of my sink because that's...
Do you pose down?
That's where I take care of my number one
business.
Oh,
that's right.
But like if you fart, there's an applause afterwards?
That'd be nice
he does that himself.
Harder to
answer.
Brink?
Thank you. Yeah, no, I have a gallery that politely applauds. It's like sort of a golf type thing. It's like making a nice putt, yeah. Let's talk to David's got a question for the band. David?
Yep.
What's up?
Hey, I had a question for Taking Back Sunday.
Shoot.
What?
Hello. Go ahead.
Oh, hey, me and my friends are starting a band and everything, but, like, how did you guys get started in the first place? Like, what does it take, pretty much?
It takes a lot of hard work and sacrifice and a lot of living in a basement together eating ramen noodles with ketchup.
Yeah, actually, I found ramen noodles with Taco Bell mild sauce is the best. Yes.
Cooked or uncooked?
And cooked. Cooked, but you cook it, and then you drain the water, and then you put the mild sauce in and mix it up, because it lets you get away from the regular, like, oriental or salty flavors.
You know, it's a good cheap eating, too, speaking of tacos, is you can go to, I used to go to Henry's Tacos and ask them for the broken shells, because you got to figure 20% of them just snap. Mm. They give you the broken shells, they give you some taco sauce, you got a nice little meal going.
No, it's like nachos.
We actually kind of lucked out, though, because I worked at a delicatessen also. Cool. So I would get all the leftover bagels and muffins. Wow. And
nice. Yeah.
Bring home, you know, salads and stuff.
So you guys, did everyone live together?
Yeah, it was pretty much most of us.
Three of us did. And then the other two lived at home with the parents, which is awesome too. No, but it's just really, if you're really serious about doing it,
yes,
buy a van and leave.
Get away and tour.
Don't go home.
I mean, go ahead.
You reap what you sow.
Yes.
My friend. So long as like, don't, you're not going to have a life outside of the band if that's what, if you're looking to do well, I think. And that, and it, you have to be extremely lucky.
I say build your local scene big and then move on to reach out to other people, and you're going to spend a lot of money and you're going to be really mad and you're going to want to give up, but if you just keep doing it, something will happen.
I'm trying to think of the percentage, and no one's ever done this study, but I have a feeling it wouldn't be kind to the people that ask, which is the percentage of people that ask actors, comedians, or band members how they become successful. I wonder if it's lower than the ones who don't ask and actually just go do something.
I've never asked anyone that.
No, you find the people, you tend, look, because first off, there's no answer other than doing it. Yeah. Just do it. And that's what everyone basically says. You saying build the local scene is actually good, specific information.
You build your scene and then you move on.
Everyone's answer is just, you just go do it. The people that ask seem like the people that want a shortcut or a magic answer, and those don't seem like the people that are going to put the time in.
Also, they seem concerned somehow with the success part, not with the road, the music, whatever else that gets you.
Exactly. Look,
how do you become a great musician? No one ever calls and asks
the
that
success
question.
Right. is just a benefit. You know what I mean?
Right.
The beauty of it is actually loving the music, you know, sleeping on the floors. You know, you have to suffer a little bit to gain.
I think everyone who's successful would have done it anyway. And was the success part was secondary. I agree.
Yes.
You guys would have played music, whether
no
it was
what,
just for your folks on the block
I'm extremely thankful for what we are, like, for what we have right now. But my best memories of us struggling to get to where we are right now.
It's like, same with me and Drew. Remember when we just had those Campbell soup cans
and a little string?
Piece of yarn.
Yeah, yeah.
And
and you guys were sleeping in the garage.
Then we had to sort of our gang clubhouse.
We were in a tree house.
You had little cups of strings on them.
Yeah. Yep. And I'd do that thing where I held, like, put my hand over one ear.
Always on the side, yeah.
I had headphones made out of just a piece of coat hanger and fecal matter on each side. It was a bad call.
It was cow pie. Come on.
It was always the
poop. Yeah, well, hey.
And I'd do the whole love line thing. We take fake phone calls and everything. Awesome. That's my best memory. Yeah.
So that's our advice.
Yeah.
Yes, put fecal matter on your ears.
Lauren?
Yeah.
You're 19?
Yeah.
What's up?
Actually, I was just having some questions about experiencing anal sex.
Mm-hmm. You've come to the right place.
And what's your question?
Yes. We're your anal sex headquarters.
Yes, we are.
That's great.
What's your question?
Well, I was just wondering the dangers, how specific and, like, how...
Why are you so interested in this?
Well, because, I mean, I've been with my boyfriend now for about almost 3 years, and we're happy.
Yeah, I mean, she was 16, and 19. It's all old hat now. We got to get on something else.
Yeah, I was tired effing by 19 myself.
Oh, yeah. Who is it? I mean, come on.
I moved on to
it's the forbidden place.
Bottles.
Yeah. Well, that's what you got to do.
No, all right. So you want to have it, and all right, Drew, she's curious.
All right. And the great dangers and risks are basically ripping and tearing.
It's your dad walking in and having a heart attack.
There is that risk. Your family members becoming aware of your behavior and them being killed by, them being wounded mortally by this. And if you do have ripping or tearing, it can cause scarring, and that's a real pain. Mm-hmm. You can cause prolapse later in life, hemorrhoids, fissures, fistulas, and abscesses. Lots, that, you know, that's not an area that sort of takes care of itself.
Pink sock.
What I say? Well, I said I got feelings for you. Can I prolapse your anus?
That that was Dr. Drew in a rare recording.
You're basically saying don't try it, or?
I'm just saying it's not bad. Some people do it okay. Yeah. But it is at 19, if you're needing that to feel arousal, there's something else going on.
He's been pushing for a year. That's all.
No, it's not even about that. It's just something that I wanted to try because it's something, you know, why not?
It's
All right. I know you make a very compelling point.
Very vivid point.
Yeah, I'll tell you. You know what?
No,
you should.
You say that there's something
Whittier,
else.
Whittier, there's a law school.
Are you
up
pre-law?
There?
Yeah. No. It's just because why not? All right.
You say that she wants to do that because there's something else.
Not necessarily, it's that her. She's so young that she's in a relationship and not getting anything out of it. Yeah. Sometimes when people have high levels of physical abuse or sexual abuse in childhood, the arousal centers get sort of burned out.
Yeah.
And sort of feel arousal, they have to have these very intense experiences.
Because when I was 19, I was trying to convince my girlfriend into having anal sex.
Guys do that all the time. That's a little bit different.
Lauren?
What's that, Lauren?
Yeah.
Anything?
Yeah, man, that's uncharted territory.
Any abuse? Anything Drew said ring true?
Physical abuse?
No.
All right. Listen, loads of lube and Godspeed.
There's no such thing as just horny, by the way.
Oh, come on, Drew. Yeah. Drew, what about you? You're just horny.
Huh? Trauma survivor.
Your passion.
Yeah, stop looking at me like that.
Drew, you're a man of exquisite passion, by the way. And when is that passion going to dry up?
I know, it's crazy.
It's a bottomless pit of passion.
That was funny.
You are. That's what you are. You're like, you know, they have like the bottomless salad bowl at the Sizzler or the bottomless iced tea cup.
It's a buffet
or
of love.
Never ending trough.
That's what you are with passion. Mm. You have no bottom.
That's where it goes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Talent.
No bottom to his passion. Let's take ourselves a little break. Taking back Sunday in studio tonight. Lots of calls, lots of questions. And I got to say this. We have decent-sized bands in here quite a bit, and they oftentimes don't garner too many questions. Yes, Drew?
That's right, but Taking Back Sunday is a different story.
It is a different story, and that's a good sign.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's good. Thank you for calling. Tip of the hat.
We like to talk about anal sex.
We'll take a quick break. Be right back after this. Thank you. Right back at you. Hey, everybody, it's the Love Line. How are you guys doing, champ?
Hey, champ.
Good, champs.
Hey, champ. What's doing, champ? Taking Back Sunday. Champs in studio tonight. There you go, champ.
Every time.
Got a little
sweet
varicose vein question.
Ooh.
Mm. Hereditary, Drew? Varicose vein?
In the legs, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Bill?
Yeah.
You're 25?
Yeah, I'm calling for Dr. Drew. I have a varicose vein in my penis.
And can you have one in your penis?
No.
I'm not sure. There's something called the dorsal vein of the penis, which is a large vein that goes down the top that you're supposed to have.
No. It's on the right side. It's been verified by two doctors that it's a varicose vein.
Uh-huh.
But I'm getting...
Hold on a second. What is the definition of a varicose vein?
Basically a vein whose valve isn't functioning. Mm-hmm. Normally a vein is sort of broken apart by valves, and the valves don't function for some reason, so the hydrostatic pressure, the force of gravity comes to bear on it causes the vein to puff up.
Mm-hmm. Force of gravity.
In other words, usually the force of gravity comes back and closes the valve.
Uh-huh.
And so there's only this much fluid, tiny little bit of fluid in each segment, and that's not a big force.
Why do they protrude the way they
because
protrude?
Because it's the force of gravity coming down. That's a pillar of fluid.
All right. Now, what's the penis have? Have a vein where the blood goes in?
Yeah, several veins.
I only have the vein where the blood comes out of the penis. I don't have the one that goes where the blood actually goes in.
It only goes, the vein means coming out.
Oh, it does.
Yeah.
Okay, good. All right, that's cool. But also, artery means it's going in?
Right.
Really? Vein only means going out?
Vein means going towards the heart.
Going back?
Yeah.
Yeah, never even knew that.
Yeah.
Bill?
Okay. Yeah, so I'm curious to know, is this going to happen again, or, I mean, how does it happen in the first place?
Do you have any in your testy?
No. It's on the right side.
It's a good look, by the way. Chicks dig that.
I don't understand. I have trouble understanding how you could tell a varicose vein from just a large vein.
Well, it was never there before, and it happened after I was grinding. You know, grinding means with a girl.
Dry humping?
Is there a clot
grinding
in the vein?
Hmm. Yeah,
grinding.
Heard that term. If Drew's only been doing the show for 35 years, he's never heard grinding.
Did the vein clot?
it's not, I don't know what clot means.
It's not hard. Is it hard? Like, or is it like a rope? Wow. Is it hard or is it still soft?
It's ropey, yeah.
Yeah, sometimes you can get clotting in those veins. That actually.
Hold on, he doesn't know what clot means.
If it turns into like, you know, like a scab, you know, you can clot inside the vein.
It's like clog.
Yeah, it clogs. It just becomes a big clot. And that's probably what happened there. It's not a varicosity. It's probably just, you should see a urologist about that. Sometimes actual clusters of varicosities can develop in the testicle, and that can actually be a sign of tumor higher up, you know, obstructing the venous return.
I don't like the temerity of his varicosity.
But
what?
But
you heard me.
Yet again, I was told there would be no mess.
But if there's a clot in there, you do actually need to get some clotting studies done. There's something called a protein S and protein C that can predispose to clotting and other clotting abnormalities that really can result in spontaneous clotting.
Well, they saw veins, doctors.
I don't know if they really got what was going on.
Oh, no, but he said he saw two different doctors. What, like after the doctor told that, you asked them the questions, they were like, I don't know, dude.
What kind of doctors were these?
One was the urologist and one was the primary care physician.
All right. Well,
here's the problem is both said it was a varicose vein, but one said that I wouldn't have problems. Both said it was okay to have sex. One doctor said it was not okay to masturbate, and the other doctor said it is okay to masturbate.
By the way, it's second opinion time when you get that not okay to masturbate. I doubt the veracity of the varicosity.
I agree with you. I would talk to the urologist and follow his direction, her direction. But I would also see if maybe a hematologist about the clotting, potentially clotting abnormalities.
All right. Now that it's been an hour and a half,
yes.
Engineer Chris, the grenade.
What's up?
What do you recall from that conversation?
Oh, dude, I don't know.
Now it's totally gone?
Yeah.
All right. Junior college at work. That's your tip.
Oh, man.
It's all right. I'm trying to shame him into quitting at junior college and getting a real job.
I see.
Michelle?
Yes?
You're 23?
Yes, I am.
What's up?
When I try to masturbate, I can't get myself there, aroused, anything.
Nothing. Never have?
No, I never have.
And,
How about with a partner?
When a guy does it now, yes, but it took like 4 years before that even happened.
All right, well.
Are you on medication?
I'm now, not when I started having sex.
What are you taking now?
Zoloft.
Okay.
That'll slow you down.
Yeah, it can slow you down a bit.
All right, well.
Quite a bit sometimes,
really. You're just taking a little while getting online, unless there's some sort of horrible abuse or something we need to know about.
Well, I was molested from the time I was 2 till I was 7, so...
All right.
Hold on. Perfectly normal, perfectly healthy.
Who hasn't been? I mean, Michelle, does that then surprise you that you'd have problems with your sexuality? Don't you see that hooks that up?
Well, see, my friends have been molested, and they said they don't have that problem.
Wow.
Well, some people, when they get molested, it depends if there was pain or not when they're being molested. Because when there's pain, sometimes you got to...
Is there some sort of molestation plan community that you're living in?
There's like a whole troop. They travel.
All right. Who did this to you?
My uncle.
Beautiful.
Bummer.
It could be that it was a painful thing and you actually caused a dissociation from the sensory input from that part of your body. That does happen.
Mm-hmm.
B, sometimes people, when they've been sexually abused, go through a period of shutdown and then will be followed by a period of hypersexuality.
Mm.
They kind of go back and forth.
I catch them during the dormant phase.
But whatever, until you've had some treatment, all bets are off.
Yeah. Michelle, come on, baby. Got to get some help now.
But that's not working. She needs more than that.
No, it sounds like you just went to like a primary care doctor. You need to see somebody who's skilled in dealing with trauma survivors.
Okay.
Five years of 2 to 7.
Big time.
Uncle molesting you ain't going to be fixed with a little furniture wax. That's a big breakdown.
Has she confronted her uncle?
Yeah, what about your uncle? Where is he?
That doesn't do anything.
Doesn't do anything.
That makes things worse, usually. No.
Yeah.
But what's he doing anyway?
8 years in jail after that, I haven't spoke to him since. So.
Good job. Well done.
I'm sure he was cured.
Yeah,
sure. You know.
Yeah. Those guys, they lose that, yeah.
Yeah, it's like you. You love women, right? But if someone sat you down in a concrete cage for 8 years, you get out, you'd be done with women.
I'd be on to guys.
No, you'd just be done.
Oh, just be done, period. Okay.
Yeah, because you change sexually.
Yeah, yeah.
Your proclivity changes when they lock you up.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Yeah, whatever you guys are into.
Yeah.
Hey.
Put you in a cage for a while. And
put you in a cage for a while, you get out, you forget all about it.
Yeah.
You don't want it anymore.
I've seen you giving me eyes all night here.
It's not gay if it's on the road.
Yeah.
That's right. Oh, that's a good point. It's really, it's like, it's not gay if it's in prison, and it's not gay if it's on the road.
Yeah.
There you go.
Because you got to take, you got to work with what you got, you know?
What goes on in the sleeper bus stays in the sleeper bus. Let's take ourselves a little break. Imagine you pulled the bus into prison. Then you have all the excuse you need. We'll take a quick break. Be right back after this. What I got to say, everybody. All right, champs. Thanks for listening. Take Back Sunday. Where You Want to Be, name of the CD.
Yes, we have a new video out also for Set Phasers Done.
Look for that on MTV, right?
Yes.
All right. God bless Taking Back Sunday. Thanks, guys. And until next time.
Thanks for having
us. Thank you. You guys are awesome.
Until next time, it's Adam Kroll for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
This has been Loveline. Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Eagled. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.